With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So Chris Harrison comes out on stage and we get a big old disclaimer across the screen. Previously recorded on February 4th, don't come for us.
I was like, yo, he really, this is, but he's in trouble.
He's in trouble, like, big time.
Like, really in trouble. I didn't realize it was this bad.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to cover their ass. We do not stand for this man. We recorded this before we knew he was fuck shit.
This woman tell all is about to be fuck shit. Please.
That's exactly. It was previously recorded. Lord. Oh, so God. Chris comes out. He welcomes all the ladies. We got Chelsea. She got a blonde baldy.
Yep.
Yes. Her natural color. I think it looks cute.
Yeah, I think it looks nice too.
Loved it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're, you know, talking about meeting Matt for the first time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The only thing that stood out to me, as I said before, Chris Harrison doesn't acknowledge at all this being historic season, does not acknowledge in his little intro package, this is our first Black Bachelor, nothing.
I wonder if he said something and they cut it out because they were like, shit, he can't say this.
Maybe.
Right?
You know what? That's true. That might be
They might have. They might have been like, yo, it can't be him. Like, we gotta just let Emmanuel take this one.
That might be it, actually. Mm-hmm. They might have cut out him saying anything related to
race, anything.
Race at all.
Because
they know we would have been roasting his ass on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, we get a recap of all the drama from the season. A lot of stuff I forgot. I totally forgot about Sarah.
Just like, so did I. And then I see her selling fucking Opali, and I'm like, who was she again?
Who is that young woman?
Good for her. She out here selling. Was she there?
She out here selling. Forgot all about her. She there. All up in the recap. All
right.
Victoria.
Oh,
I mean, we basically got Victoria's greatest hits for just coming after everybody, bullying everybody.
Yeah.
The moment when she stole the crown from the new girl's head.
Oh, my God.
Just a whole slathering of shit that she did all season. Jasenia, and we kind of end on Jasenia and MJ's like confrontation. They're like situation.
Yep.
Now, MJ, she's another one that was given a lot of grace and time and you know, opportunities to just kind of like spin her story we're not blind.
Yeah.
We saw exactly how you were acting on TV. I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. You said it was weak bitch energy to cry. You like put yourself in the fetal position. You were wrong and strong. Everybody knows it. And
lied to Matt about the house being terrible.
Yeah.
And the
new
girls feeling like.
And then all you preach is harmony and peace. Right. I think that's the difference between her and like a Serena C or even a Chelsea who was like, is it that toxic here? I don't know. Is it that bad? I mean, whatever. I don't know. Like, everybody's just trying to be on TV over here, okay? That's way different than you being like, I'm all about harmony and peace. How could they say that?
Right.
Because that's a lie.
A lie.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why they give her the opportunity to sit up there and lie. She said, I owned it. And then just put her spin. I interject humor when I feel uncomfortable. I have a strong personality. It shouldn't be misconstrued. Why are they giving her all that time to speak lies?
Yeah, she's not funny.
None of that was funny. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I don't get it. And then we have Mari, Priyanka Chopra, coming to her defense. You know, mm-hmm. you called MJ fake. I'm her roommate. Like, she's not fake. Why is MJ getting this moment? I just don't understand.
I don't know why.
I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Now we talk a lot about the new girls. The new girls arriving.
Yeah,
what was
right,
it
right.
like? Ryan, who is like the dancer from New York, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was just like, it was very uncomfortable. There was a lot of disrespect. It was a very rough start for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chris is like, so what about Victoria? Like, what's it like with Victoria? And she's like, being called a hoe on national television was hurtful. I don't even know how else to get around that. Now, here come Victoria, who is just an ugly human being.
Oh, my God. I missed this. Okay. Okay. What she's happened? What'd she say?
Bad person who just doesn't learn or grow or just give a shit about anyone.
Yeah. She just doesn't care. It's like the life lessons that she has to learn. She has to be like knocked over the head with them. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like being on TV and being the villain and being bullied online enough mm-hmm. again to delete your Instagram is not mm-hmm. enough. That's not enough for her.
Not enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. No.
So she turns to Ryan. She's like, I mean, do you think you're being too sensitive? Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm seeing all these memes online of me with my eye and my bra straps. Like, are you just an emotional person?
Yo, to tell a woman of color, because I'm going to assume Ryan is a woman of color, right? Looks like one. Looks. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. To tell a woman of color at any time this year that she is being too sensitive, you need to go to jail. What?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, I'm sensitive. Are you fucking serious? Black and brown people are dying everywhere on record numbers because of a disease that is floating through the air. White people mm-hmm. just woke up and said, wait, there's racism? What do you mm-hmm. mean? Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter? That's the thing? Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're going to call me sensitive? Fuck you, right. bitch. Fuck you. Nope.
And I get plopped in this house where as soon as I get here, I got this crazy, ugly white girl, her big old eye out here bullying everybody and then calling me a hoe and a bitch. And Ryan straight, she straight up, she's like, I'm sorry if I showed emotion after you called me a hoe and a bitch.
Yeah, like, sorry. And I don't know you.
And I literally don't know you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Victoria, I just don't know why you're holding on to this. You know, I was called a bully on national television, like, you know, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, Victoria, same thing. She's getting her moment to be able to spin this any which way. Which
anyway.
I'm just so irritated that she was given that ability to do that. Mm-hmm, because she gets to say, you know, we all did our best. We're all doing the best we could. You know, I'm watching it back too with everyone. I'm very sorry. And no, she's getting this moment to just kind of like put her spin. Why is she allowed that?
Oh my God. I don't ever want to see her again. I don't want to see her in paradise. I don't want to see her ever again.
Ever again. No. Nope. Ever again. Mm-mm. I think she's a despicable human being and they gave her a ginormous platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just annoyed.
Yeah.
Now, an interesting moment because I can't stand Victoria. I don't understand. I thought it was just universal, as I said on Twitter, that she was trash and that we just don't condone anything that she stands for, said, or whatever. Katie, there was a moment, a contentious moment between Katie and Chelsea.
Yes. Yeah.
And Katie says, you know, I appreciate that apology, Victoria. You know, I also feel like you're, you know, maybe facing karma for what was on the show, but thanks in terms of the bullying or whatever she's getting on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea, which I understood what she was saying. She's like, I don't appreciate you saying it's karma. Mm-hmm. You know, we all don't deserve the hate that we're getting online, which I'm sure was an eye to probably a lot of the racism hate that she gets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That she gets online.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katie and Chelsea kind of went back and forth. Katie's like, you know, you're friends with a lot of the girls who are the problem in this house.
Mm-hmm.
You were on the show saying that bullying is a strong word and, you know, the house wasn't toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea stands by. She's like, it wasn't toxic until you brought it up to Matt.
Uh-huh.
That I have to side eye because that I don't agree with.
That seems, I would love to get more from Chelsea as to what happened after Katie went to Matt. Like, what was the difference?
Right. But it also seemed like there's this other like narrative in the house and we didn't live there. So maybe, I don't know. But this other narrative in the house that Katie was spinning all this drama, creating all this drama about toxicity as a way to get herself closer to Matt.
To Matt, yeah.
And it not having to do with anything about, you know, trying to stand up for the girls who are being bullied. And Katie herself, as she said, not wanting to live in this toxic cesspool. Like,
you know what also it is, too? And I keep forgetting this. Katie came here with like 250,000 TikTok followers.
Mm-hmm.
And she seemed like, after that last fight with Serena, seemed like she was dumb enough to tell them that. So they were like, yo, you were trying to be on TV. You were trying to up your TikTok following. Yeah. So were we.
Yeah.
And now you're shaming us. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. And now you're the star for, we'll talk about it. I don't see why. I don't see the appeal. I don't understand it. But now she's risen to this like odd place of the season of like that heroine of the season. And they're all like, no, you were causing drama like the rest of us. And you were trying to be on TV like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
I think that is a huge part of it. They just all innately have distrust against Katie.
Yeah. Yep.
Because of the following or whatever. But their argument to her, I don't get it.
Yeah, the argument to her was not.
Anyone would want to be on the side of Victoria or trying to say anything about the new girls were fine.
Yeah.
Victoria didn't create toxic environment. I don't believe Katie. I don't live in this house, but still, I just can't understand how Katie would create a toxic environment when you have a big old bully in the house who's creating the toxicity. What is Katie bringing it up to anybody of anything to do? Like, that whole thing doesn't make no damn sense to me at all.
Yeah.
One thing I did appreciate that Kayla said, though, that I think made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking to Katie, and she was like, you know, I understand, I appreciate you, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make space for people, like the people who are being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make space for them to also
their voices.
Share their own voices.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be the voice for them, mm-hmm. which it seemed like she was a lot. She mm-hmm. was being very vocal to Matt, like on behalf of these women, but not really mm-hmm. creating space for them to, for her to step aside and let them say what they need to say themselves to Matt.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.